Let's talk about a state issue, and that was LB 176, a bill that would have allowed packer ownership of hogs in the state. And it looks like that legislation is now dead for this session?
Yes. Last night, they got 34 votes. They needed 33 for cloture. They had 28 votes to move the bill. That was on general file. That followed 8 hours of debate before the cloture motion could be accepted. And so today we had on select file an additional 4 hours of debate. And thanks to a lot of calls from back home and a lot of hard work on our part, the vote count shrank from 34 to 31 votes. So they did not get the votes to end debate that they needed. So LB 176 is done for this session.
And John, again, tell me your main concerns with that bill.
I guess the impact of LB 176 would be to structurally, economically, environmentally, socially change how we produce hogs in Nebraska. Because once you go down that trail of allowing pork processor direct ownership of hogs, it will, by virtue of the size of the pocketbooks and the relationships involved and the need to be able to find a home for your hogs and all those things and shackle space, you'll take what's left of our independent family farmer owned type hog production in our state, and it will change the structure of what we do, and it will also badly adversely impact what's left of the national spot market in hogs, which is only 3%. And, you know, in our view, there should be at least 25% spot market at a minimum. And so it would be the transformation of our traditional system for hog production to the poultry model, where in the case of poultry, there is no longer an egg market. There's no longer a broiler market. It is all vertically integrated, processor-owned, controlled, and driven. And at that point, you export the profit centers from rural Nebraska to corporate headquarters, and that's out of state. And in some cases, in the case of Smithfield, which is owned by the Chinese government, you export the profit center to the government of China. So those profits are not reinvested back in the rural community. So it impacts the quality of life, the local economy, the jobs that are available, the capital infrastructure. Everything changes when you take the profit centers out of rural communities.
The supporters of that bill, one of their arguments was that Nebraska's pork processing industry could start to go away if the supply of hogs isn't here in the state.
I mean, we're next door to Iowa. As you kind of look at what's going on with commercial hog production, you're seeing more and more segregation of hog farrowing and hog feeding for disease reasons. And so Nebraska has a pretty good deal going because I think that it's a really good thing to create new wealth by bringing in new hogs through farrowing. I think that's a good thing to do, and I think that helps our economy. And you know, we've been hearing those threats and those claims about hog processors leaving the state ever since I-300 was passed in 1982. And so we've got quality workers here. We've got good infrastructure. We've got all the necessary water, electricity. We're a good place to be, we certainly don't want processors to leave, but we think that that's probably more talk than it is reality.